Ok. Alors, je présente Ona, French and English. Ona Ballot est une jeune curatrice, chercheuse. She works in art and research about sound. She comes to Cresson to try to make a PhD, but you know, it's very hard now to find money for a PhD. So, we can't find yet enough of the 3 years of PhD, but you're very good because you win some artist project with a little money. So like that, you already begin your work. C'est un très joli travail sur les églises catalanes dans lequel, en fait, nous allons partir à l'écoute d'églises dans lesquelles les trésors ont été enlevés. Et c'est une invitation spéciale, en fait, dans notre séminaire qu'on fait à Ona. Voilà. Merci, Ona.
Thank you so much, Nicolas. I will try to make my presentation in English. Maybe I will switch sometimes to French. Or if you can help me with some words in English, I will appreciate. So yeah, as Nicolas was telling to us, I would like to begin a PhD about these churches in Catalan Pyrenees, in fact, just in the frontier between Catalonia and France. But I will explain a little bit the genesis of the project, where I'm coming from. So I'm art historian and I also study cinema. And during my academic years in university in Barcelona and after in La Sorbonne, I work about how we can represent the soundscape in paintings, how we can represent the act of listening to sound, and how we can react to this sound. So it was very interesting because in the precedent you were talking about sympathy, and I really studied the empathy is the word I really wanted to go deeply in this issue, because indeed, when we represent in a painting, for example, somebody who is playing guitar, if we know some information about music, but maybe we can read that he's playing a fa or a mi, if we can recognize the position of the hand. But for me, it's still more eloquent, still more musically and strong feeling when we represent somebody listening to sound and reacting to this sound who is made by the musician, no? It's more, for me, it's how in paintings, in this terrible case that we cannot hear a painting, no, it's only visual. But some of this sensitive information can come up. So that's why I took a very important piece from Ambrogio Lorenzetti, which is called the first Annunciation that has a visual perspective, because there is a column in the middle of this painting, and Virgin Mary is reacting to the sound of Angel Gabriel, who is explaining, telling the message, this first message. And the message is right in this piece, but it's right in the other side of the lecture. So when we're in the museum looking at this Annunciation, we cannot understand this telling, this message, who is arriving to Virgin Mary, who is very reacting to this message, because for me it was not only the first masterpiece who has a visual perspective, it's also the first piece who has this sound space inside of the art piece, because the sound, no, it's who has to listen, it who has to react to this sound is Virgin Mary and not us who are in the other side of the tableau. So this was my master thesis in La Sorbonne, and while I was reading about this, I found a Spanish theoretical who said, I will say it in French, la foi rentre par lui, and this sentence marks me a lot, because indeed Virgin Mary, it's reacting because of the sound to no, it's having this message of la foi. But for me, it was also the beginning to bring all these conclusions to a real feeling this sound. So go to to a territory who has sounds today, and we can experiment these sounds. And so I came back to my origins, if I can, we can say like this. And it's true that my first aesthetic souvenir, it was in this museum in Barcelona, where I'm coming from, the National Museum. They have a particular heritage. They have a lot of mural paintings, frescoes from 11th century, coming from a Romanesque churches that were in Pyrenees. And when I was younger, really, it was a fascinating image for me. You know, all the kids love to go there because there's many fantastic animals. But my question at that moment was, okay, but these paintings, all these paintings, apses and mural paintings you will see after, they are all in Barcelona in the museums. They take it off from the churches, and now we can see all together in a hall, in a one only museum. What is coming from this material? I mean, I had this impression of a hors champ, very strong hors champ, because I don't know what the other part that is missing. No, when you're in the museum, what's these churches, these architectures, and after the question will be what is the sound of those places, but that was later. That was a little bit the starting point of the project. And after that, I decided to make a sort of a reverse journey and to come back to these places that for me was important to discover, to make the liaison, to make the connection between the museum and the original territory. And so I will just briefly explain you this story of how they... the paintings I will tell you. So this is there are some churches that I told you from Romanesque, so 11th century. Here you can have some of the paintings. This is San Clemente Taúl. So now you can see the apse on the museum. So they replace everything as it was in the original. So we can go. This is another one with some musicians, troubadour, saltimbanquis. I took the most sound because for me all these images brings me a lot of sound, no? or this one, a lapidation, no? Very noisy activities. So they take it off through this strapo technology because Americans start to buy the paintings in situ on the Pyrenees. Nobody cares about it at the beginning of the century. So in cloisters in New York, they start to buy, as in French they did with Saint-Michel de Couchard, to take it off paintings and bring it to states. So Catalan government said, okay, this is impossible. We don't have a rule to protect our patrimony. So we will just take it off everything and create a museum in Barcelona to present all we have. So that's why they take it off, because sometimes it looks weird. No? Today, there is a question as well. Today, nobody has this, nobody wonders why they take it off. It's like, okay, it was a good thing because after civil war arrives in Spain, there meant a lot of bombardment. So thanks to this act, now we can preserve all this patrimony. So there is not on the table the idea to bring them back. Okay, so it's also important for me for this project to know that my work or my idea to make this study, it's try to make this bridge, but more... sound and bridge or sensitive bridge, that not just to put a political but to just demand them to bring them back. This is not on the table. So now you can see. So in the museum, this is Santa Maria de Taúl. So they made a lot of pieces. So they recreate everything ex situ. But it's a new way to see all this material for sure. So I make a division between what's in situ. So for me, like it's not yet transported, but it's transformed. That's what we're talking about with Nicola. So for sure, Sound Space, it was the first thing I was thinking about, no? Because the image, no? The, all these paintings travel to big cities, but the sun remains in situ today. It's transformed, yes, for sure, but it's original, no? And this idea of original material, I wanted to really give an importance today, because all these churches in the present days are completely closed or in ruins, most of them, or in very bad situation. So it's like, okay, the treasure of this patrimony were the images. We are always focused and this obsession with image, and we don't care about all the oral traditions or sounds that still are today, acoustics, this ambience that remains there, because each one has a very particular ambient. So that's why I wanted to open with this idea of sound. Go just to follow and study the sounds that remains there as a very, very important material for this patrimony to really understand. Because also when I started to study all the historiography of those paintings, I realized that everything is right when they pull them off. I mean, all the studies that we made about these paintings are after they went to museum, not when they were in situ. So there is no studies from those years with these paintings in situ. So also the cartography, geography paths. I start a study about how they are connected. Some, for example. Those churches, these two ones, just to go to the between a village and another village, you have always a little hermitage who is in the middle of the path, and you can take a rest there. And after is as well a place to communicate between two versants of the mountain. So you have a mountain who maybe is more in the La Partie Ensoleillée, and back in times, they was working more with fruits, etc. And the other village in the other, next to the other part of the mountain, they were more with les peaux des animaux, etc. So the hermitage was the place to meet in the crête, in la, à la crête. And so there is always an hermitage in the middle. So paths to study this territory in this way, to make all the travel between all the churches of this area was very important for me to know exactly this kind of information and to really understand how it's, and still more for me where I'm coming from the Barcelona, so I need to really spend time there to understand how the territory was built. Also things that reminds there, when we go in, we always think that there is anything, I mean, how to say, there is nothing still very, as a treasure, that they pardon, qu'il n'y a plus rien d'important et que tout est parti au musée. En fait, c'est pas vrai. There is a lot of fragments, there is a lot of... how to say, Piccadilly, it's a place where when we put oil to make a light at that time, they are original. So there is still many things that remains inside. But when we are inside, we're wondering why they are closed and nobody's taking care about. And also oral traditions, there is still many. There is still some mess. I went to a mess last week for the first time, and it was an interesting thing. It's the same guy who goes to some towns, but just five, and in fact there is more than 100 of churches, but well, there is still some oral traditions that takes place there. But I want to do this PhD as well to really study en profondeur, deeply, all the oral traditions, because I found that in Corsica and Sardinia they are really, really have a lot of material about all the performance who were taking inside, with even with avec des odeurs. It was all how they go in, how they process inside the church. So there is a lot of information, above all in Sardinia, and it's they take all the Mediterranean sea. So it can be connect how they work. So I have to really investigate as well all these archives in these places. And Also, we have some music still. Gotch, it's a song just wrote for this church. So every church, every village have its Gotch, and it's a story of how the town was built and how they play inside the church. So this was also important. The church is not only only a place to go to pray. It's also a place to have fun, to forget the mountain conditions, which are very, very hard sometimes. So when you go in, you are really in a place of entertainment and fascination. And so for sure, all these paintings were giving power to this idea to disconnect from the reality and sound as well. This is a little fragment that is still there. They forgot it in Bayasca. Yeah, it's when we see a little fragment, you are like fascinated. So this is a little bit the things that they bring out and or we lost. There is a little not so much consecration acts, but we have some. We know that they were inspired by the Italians from North Italy, and the person who came to do it was from Lombardia, so we know as well. In fact, there is a church in Lombardia who has almost the same iconographic program that the first I saw you in San Clemente de Taúl, so we know that when we think that Pyrenees are out of every, that they are very exclusive, it's not true. I mean, it was a place to with a lot of communication and a lot of people going through. We lost as well musical instruments, but for example, this woman found an old tambourine. Somebody took the picture, and after this picture, the tambourine were lost. So we have some archives about this. But well, we know that inside there were a lot of liturgical theater that I would like also to study. And La Biblia de Rodas y de Ripoll, who are in Paris both, could be as well an archive to really work on it. So this is the things that I would like to do. I mean, maybe after we can. So some of them I started, but I give you as well the ideas I would like to improve in the future time. So what I start, what I was saying to you, the ambience of each church. So I start in October. I walk about six churches, and I took sound in between all these parcours, and inside the churches and also during the travel. And my idea would be to really make a study of each church, which is the ambient that it has, and it's very particular, and we can lui donner l'importance de dire chacune est unique et il faut les étudier une par une d'un point de vue acoustique et musical, une chose qui n'a pas été faite encore et je voudrais l'entreprendre. Also, I would like to after recognize how we can listen to it, re-regard again the images, the iconography, and make a link between all these images I show you at the beginning and on all these sounds I keep during my research. And also a performance inside the churches, but I explain to you later. Methodology, as I told you, I was walking to the territory. So here it's interesting because, well, we cannot see the map very good, but here it's the place I was during October. And at the beginning, when I asked to Evek, I don't know how to say in English, Bishop, to go in the churches because they are very, reticent. No, we cannot do anything inside. No, they are very in mauvais état. But finally he said yes, and he said, but you have to ask somebody from the government, and he will come with you. He will open all the churches, and you have just 1 hour inside. And I said, okay, no, this is not the project, so I have to rewrite everything. And the idea said, okay, no government, I don't need your, thanks to, forgive me, your accord, but I will fund the person from each town who has the key, and I will make a work with about the key keeper, the person who wore the key, because it's always the most savant. There is always an interesting thing with the person who keeps the key. So it changed everything for me. I have to arrive by foot every time. When I arrive, I have to just ask from somebody who has the key. Sometimes I have to wait one day when the person comes, say, no, I don't have the key. And I said, okay. And after I talk with the person and finally said, oh, maybe I have the key, but I have a copy. And suddenly he brings me a huge key, and an iron key. And I was like, okay, so you have a good copy. And so every time it's a story. So I had to meet many people to go inside. And when you go in, finally, you feel like in paradise for sure, because it was not easy to go in. So here, for example, Josep, who was very kind, with him was very easy. So we go in Capdella, and I took also information of, for example, in Aineto, the guy told me, okay, the kid's hidden in some place in the town, on the sud d'une pierre, il faut trouver la pierre. And I said, okay, so I started, you can see, I was alone, like, looking around, and he was really laughing, just looking at me, like, she's just playing as a kid. And I said, okay, I cannot find it, but finally I found a key, and I was like, oh, it's a key. That was the key for le four à pain, enfin, faire le... And when I was inside the four à pain, he was like, okay, this four à pain has a story very important for me, because my mom lost her vague de mariage inside the four à pain, et c'était moi qui l'a restauré. Quand je l'ai restauré, j'ai trouvé the ring. I found it, so it's very, yeah. So this story, for example, I was recording on it. So finally, he said, okay, the key is in this stone, so I could go in. So there's many stories like this every time. yeah. And also, there is a lot of, fluvial sources. All the churches, this I didn't know, but they always find a fluvial courant to build a church. And sometimes it is even dangerous because they are very, very close to water. And now I'm thinking that maybe this idea to be close to something that transforms all the time, give me, you know, the power to say, okay, the churches, maybe they don't have any more. Their treasure, they are not any more useful, but we can transform it today. No, we can use it as a new thing, maybe. So this idea to that the water are all the time around the churches, I don't know, I would like to make a liaison with this idea of changing, no, of resourcing and changing all the time. Maybe I will convince, but... And, well, the constructions, I will explain you later. Yeah, so for the sound recorders, when I was reading what Aguilar said about the le fait de coupure entre l'extérieur et l'intérieur, I felt exactly this thing. When I go in, there is a huge change between inside and outside. So I wanted to take all this coupure phenomenon, and after I took... I always took a sound outside the church, and after inside, usually we don't hear anything about exteriors. At the beginning I was like, yes, it will be cars and people speaking, birds, but not that much. I mean, there is, as I told you, it's really to go in another dimension, in another reality. So sound is, as well as images, promoting this idea of coupure. So after I wanted to make music inside, because you give me this idea of faire sonner les lieux. And so I felt inspired by this. And I contact a musician, Arnau Biols, who is from those valleys. But he was born there, but he was never inside of the churches. And I was like, wow, incredible, you're from here. He said, no, but they are always closed. Okay, so we can go together. We just could do two churches because I had no money for it. But... we went inside and he made an improvisation in each church. And the idea was, okay, what are your feelings? He's a drummer. He plays la batterie. You will do an improvisation in each church, and I will record this, and we will see how it changed between one and the other. They are very different. One is very huge in avec la voûte en pierre, so a lot of resonance. The other one, it's very, very small one. It's like the first, but in a small, for me, it's like une boîte de musique, très petite, and everything in wood. So it's very, it's completely the opposite. So he go in the first, and in the first one, there is public who were coming in, the village were inside when he was playing, and in the second, it's just 1.5 kilometers, we went by foot. And in the other one, there is nobody living in this town, just one person that we will listen now, who lives there. But in the church, nobody came to listen us to us. So it was another kind of interpretation of the event. And yeah, important. So I wanted first... So this is in the first one, the big one. My idea was, but I don't know if technically it was possible, and I'm not sure I got it. We can talk about this later. I wanted to put ourselves on the place of the church, how the church perceives the sound with the musician. And not just to record the musician as we do usually. So I had to put all the microphones in front of the walls. So and for example, the N4 was on the au cœur, au premier étage, and pointing le plafond. So the N1, who was the only one who was looking the musician, finally I didn't use it. So and the ORTF at the beginning in the first performance, I put it in. Outside, sous le couvert, and in the second performance, I put it inside, like you can see here, in la petite absidiole, et en regardant le mur as well. Voilà, and this is the other. So now we will listen and the path I did, arriving to the town with a musician, going to the first church. So this one, the big one, after going out. Go to the other village and go into the other church. Yeah, and finally, and I don't know, I took very long. Finally, I also film because this is still on process. But for me, well, finally, I study cinema, and for me, all these diegetic questions are very important. How music can transform image? No, finally, is this the idea? For me. So I don't wanted to just forget images at all, but at the same time I couldn't feel myself as taking a camera, and because now with digital we can have everything. I mean, we can say it differently. We cannot allow ourselves to don't have the image because we have all the facilities, right? So I need, in those places very fragile, I didn't know if I could go in. There is many mysteries, as you said. I need as well to have something with me who has also its mystery. So I took a super width, and so as you know, after to develop all the images, you never know if you will have the images or not. So for me it was okay. I was at the same, how to say, à la même hauteur que le lieu que j'allais voir. J'avais aussi quelque chose avec des limitations. So I took some images of les intérieurs des églises. In Super 8. But I don't... here are some stills. And here we can see those village I will present now by the sound. So Asterri de Cardos, Bach, and Ginestarre, là-haut, avec les deux églises en blanc. Donc c'est exactement la même église, mais un homme plus grand et l'autre un plus petit. Voilà. So if you want, we can listen now. And after, we can...
On a... un peu de temps pour échanger.
Thank you. One very quick comment. I like your project very much. It's a great project of showing multidisciplinarity, and you have different ways of tackling this interesting topics. You know, it's like sound studies and organology when you're studying the instruments, you have acoustics. Now, what came to my mind is this is not to say that you should introduce any more disciplines to your work. But there is one scholar in Finland called Riitta Rainio. She has studied something called sound archaeology, and she has studied rock paintings and natural sites in northern Finland, in Lapland. And in many cases, these sites, these rock painting sites, and these places in nature surroundings, they have been also very much of the holy sites and places for worshipping. And she has done lots of acoustic research and also cultural research on this topic. So I was just thinking that you might find these her publications interesting and contributing to your work. And to end my comment, I truly hope that you get your work financed, because this is a great project. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, congratulations. I will agree with Heikki. It's indeed an amazing project. This is not a question, but I mean, you don't feel obliged to answer. It's just a remark. I was thinking that it's very central to your research, the funding situation, and not just your funding, because this is something, of course, that I can absolutely relate with you, with your PhD, as we were talking at the beginning. But also, you know, how some things were stolen, how some things were lost, how some things were sold. Or research started happening with the museums, and when the museums that got the resources could fragmentally, you know, deal with this pictures or the drawings, etc. How you know, places like that should be somehow, you know, their cultural heritage, that it's a very significant cultural heritage, and I don't know all the institutions that deal with it, like UNESCO, for example, or smaller ones, but, you know, I had this urgency, like, what is going to happen with with this? And, of course, I understand that the way that you proceeded, in the way with the key keepers and, you know, the way that you proceeded makes an amazing, you know, process that you can share in your future research, and it's great. It's really, it was fantastic. But also, yes, I got this urgency, like, how is this going to be dealt with, like, in a more, you know, holistic manner, not just fragmentally. And maybe, you know, when you proceed to your PhD, for example, this is something that you could really critique, like a critique to the funding situation and to also the funding in academia, and what things are, you know, what research is funded and not funded, and what artistic projects are funded or not funded. Because, you know, I got this feeling a lot. Just a suggestion, if it resonates with you.
Thank you for your presentation. I've got two little questions. The first one is, as you were about to visit and hear all those different churches, did you manage to qualify it, you or the musician, to qualify it in their differences or similitudes? How are they different? How are they the same, acoustically and in the feeling of the hearing the spaces? And the second question is about, I'm very curious about, you say you search to place the microphone, as you say, to listen as if we were the church itself. Yes. And I'm very curious about your choices, because you said, okay, that's the goal, to listen as the church itself. But what are the criteria or the parameters? Because you said, I put the microphone in front of the wall or at the first floor, etc. But can you describe a little bit what you, about, I don't know, balances between direction and reverberation or that kind of stuff?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
I start for this last one. this was to make on the perspective of the church was an idea, but I didn't know if we can do it and if it's very interesting to do it. So it was just before to go there. And when I was there, I tried to put just microphonize the walls. And in fact, with the only places that it's has a for me an interesting result, it's the apse and the opposite wall, the cor, al cor, le cœur, at the other side. Because when we have a total resolution of what is happening inside. And it was very curious because I have the habitude to take sound in film sets, for example, and I realized that when we are taking sound for cinema, we are we erase an information that is here. I need it absolutely, and the directional. When I was directional to the musician, I was losing other things that were happening. So at the that's why I said that at the beginning I just keep two mic microphones, the apps who take an environment, I mean a sort of very horizontal result. You know, I could hear everything in the same balance. It was not about distance. I had a very round result in the apps, and as well in the curve. But I need as well to have this distance, because finally to feel the architecture is to feel the distance between two places and to think how the musician was performing inside and was walking inside. So the one who were pointing to the le plafond, it was very useful to get this deambulation, because otherwise the two others who were it was in fact, I was curious about this. It was very surprising. Because the best result was with the Zoom XL. This one took a very round results more than the other, who were more, they wanted to give you a performance. I don't know how to say, but they were more choosing what they were capting. And the other one, so that was a little bit the results I could feeling that way. And your first question was about the... The similarity always is that when you go in, but this we can all feel, I mean, is a thing that we can share each other. When we go inside the church, something happens with acoustic. I mean, we feel that we are, we are changing. This is for sure in all churches. And here, as a Roman churches, there is no windows, so it's still more present, this idea. So this could be the thing that it is always there. I don't have, well, with the ruins, it's another story. Because, for example, I'm very curious also to make a little piece just with the ruins, because when we are inside, for sure, there's many things happening. And there is still the ground. So we could listen, the thing we listen, like a drrr, but I don't know, it's the grounds that we saw. The ground is made by le plafond, avec, le sol avec des petits cailloux. It makes this sound. Voilà. This is there is always a mosaics on the ground. So the ruins, they just keep the ground with, So it's very interesting the difference when we play the ground those ones who still keeps the couverture and the others that they didn't. So that, for example, there's a huge difference. And as well, when it's wood or pierre, la voûte, ça c'est le. And in this case, we could feel because the first one was with la voûte, and the second one was way more close, no, claustrophobic, and it's a very little, and it's all in wood, so it's a less reverberation. So for sure, and also how. So this is also interesting. I always got the water inside my prise. There is always water, more loin or plus proche, ça dépend. But sometimes it makes like a turbine. When it's very close, when we are inside the church, we literally hear like this. Yeah, in Saint Juan d'Isle, for example, it's another one. It's very built, the apse, it's built under, this is a river and the apse is there. And this one is amazing acoustically. This one. But sometimes it's very, very pretty far away, the water, and so it depends. But it could be also a good study to measure the distance from the water in each church.
Well, wonderful project and very inspiring also. Maybe just very shortly what the colleague from Finland said about the multidisciplinarity, or should I say cross-disciplinarity. I would also just make a remark about another discipline which I think is very important for this kind of thinking, this direction of thinking. That would be, of course, anthropology, maybe sound anthropology, but anthropology also in a sense that most of the church, also in the sense that most of the old churches actually were built on the place of the more older pagan temples or places of worship, mm-hmm. which are again not chosen by chance. Usually they had this use of bringing sense and structure into places, into ambiances, by the mostly by new inhabitants, when like peoples were migrating and then they would come to a new area. They would look for two spots. One is the hill, another is the valley with the water. Yeah. So in that sense, it would be interesting also to maybe explore if there were some older worship places there, yeah. that were wisely taken by Christianity and so on. And, well, not to go into that much further. Thank you.
No, very the question that is not to me to decide, Ona. May we use some of your sound for our performance? Because they're so beautiful. Okay. So we have a lot of sound to do. But maybe it should be interesting to take just some one. And I like the idea that we start with listening to sound and with the challenge to recognize maybe the final performance. The other one is connected with the. It's a question, please don't answer immediately, but invite every one of us to imagine how long it was the listening you proposed to us, because there is a, you know, there is a personal perception of time, and then in 10 seconds you will tell us how long it was really in the reality, because it's incredible to stay for a while to listen sound in the silent, a group of people. I think it's something I love very much.
Just before Nicolas, maybe Cédric propose that we install your work on a room where our six high speaker or depend, but maybe we can install another moment your work to listen. So let's see with Cédric and the others. And that's the sound microphone of Cresson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't want to speak more. Thank you very much. It was an amazing presentation, and we had the opportunity to discuss about it later on. I think maybe it's a way we can we open discussion, and it's nice that we don't stop today the discussion after the free presentation. Thanks to Nicolas and his group, say we're going to speak about our project later on in the week, but just imagine that maybe in our small groups we can reintroduce this discussion and so on. Yes, but it's a work in progress, so we need time. Yeah. And thank you very much to let us in your work. So it's a bit shame to say that it's over for the week and we cannot speak again for your project. Okay. And so on. Okay, thank you very much.